The demolition of homes has become a hallmark of Israel's response to the Palestinian uprising. Israel says homes targeted for destruction belong to terrorists. In the past 28 months of conflict, the most systematic demolition has been carried out in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations and Red Cross estimate that more than 600 homes have been destroyed, many in refugee camps along the border with Egypt. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited one of the camps and found families preparing for the worst.
The Gaza Strip is widely viewed as one of the most depressing results of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But even in Gaza, there are gradations of suffering. And Gazans say if you want to see the extreme edge of misery, visit the refugees of Rafah. The camp, known only by the bureaucratic designation Block O, features closed-up shops and bullet-riddled houses. Those children allowed out of their homes play on the streets, oblivious to the stench of raw sewage flooding some blocks from sidewalk to sidewalk. This is the rainy season, and it doesn't take much to turn Rafah's alleyways to mud. Turning a corner, the blocks of cement houses suddenly give way to a pile of rubble, and then a clearing, dominated by a high, rust-brown iron fence built by the army. New state-of-the-art guard towers have been erected, and tanks patrol the area between the camp and the Egyptian border. 40-year-old Mohammed Elbis takes us inside his house, pointing at the many holes where bullets regularly terrify his six children, his wife, and himself.
The situation at night, you cannot, it's unimaginable actually, because it is a massive shooting all the time. You don't know where it comes from, where it goes, and we are just laying on the ground, me and my kids.
Elbis says there used to be six or seven rows of homes between him and the clearing controlled by Israel, but after months of demolitions, there's only one row of buildings left, and most of those families have fled to safer dwellings. He knows his time will come soon, but he says he can't afford to move.
Only God knows. Nobody were expecting that it will happen, all of this destruction. No, it means that only one line of houses and then our home will go.
Back in the street, the spectacle of foreigners in the camp prompts children to show off their few words of English. And 65-year-old Fawzia Abu Libda complains that too often these kids are afraid to go to school because there are tanks in the street.
In my home, if you come and see, it is a lot of shooting. At night, I put my pillow beside my face to protect myself from the bullets.
Israeli government and military officials say as a border area, Rafah plays a unique role in the conflict, and extraordinary measures are required to protect Israeli civilians. Under both Israel's agreement with Egypt and the Oslo Accords, the area just next to the border is under Israeli control. The solid iron fence here is not just to limit the sight lines of Palestinian snipers who hide among the civilian population, says the army, but it extends underground as well to block off some of the tunnels Palestinians use to smuggle in weapons and other contraband. Israeli Brigadier General Yisrael Fogel says in Gaza, the army has for the most part succeeded in constricting the movement of would-be Palestinian gunmen and bombers, to the point that underground is practically the only route left.
And underground, it's the tunnels. There are a lot of tunnels here. We destroyed almost 50 tunnels already. And I can assure you that there are, as much as we know, more than 10 still working.
Army officials also say that in their experience, clearing areas of buildings and trees that could shelter snipers is an effective way of reducing the gunfire from both sides. But as the swath of demolished houses grows, the concern of relief agencies is mounting. Iyad Nasser is with the International Red Cross.
Of course, when you lose your house, it is becoming very difficult for you to cope. Children, women, old people, and even the whole population are suffering because, even in these days, because of the circumstances of the weather. So I think the impact is very dramatic to these people.
Nasser says the Red Cross launched a program last year to provide tents and other assistance to families who have lost their homes. He says demand for the program has risen steadily and is showing no sign of slowing down. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, in the refugee camp at Rafah in the Gaza Strip.